ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key with Sheikh Rouhani on RIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. We are talking about the occultation of the 12th Imam. We are trying to present some of the responses given by the Ahl al-Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam to the questions regarding the ghaiba of the Imam, of the 12th Imam. We mentioned some of them in the previous episodes. In this episode, I want to narrate and also actually recite for you a very beautiful hadith, which is a kind of response to these sort of questions presented by Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Muhammad ibn Muslim narrate from Imam al-Sadiq and Imam al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam. Muhammad ibn Muslim said that I went to Imam al-Baqir in order to ask him about the Qa'im from the progeny of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before I would be able to utter a word, the Imam said, five similarities with five prophets can be found in the Qa'im from the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. First, similarity with Yunus, and that is his return to his people after being absent from them. Similarity with Yusuf, which is his absence from his people and relatives, and the difficulty brought by actually the absence to his father Yaqub. You know that Prophet Yusuf was absent from his nation, his people, his relatives, his father, and you know this story. And then similarity with Musa. The third one is similarity with Musa alayhi salam on the secret nature of his birth and the absence from his followers and votaries, as well as the trouble created by his enemies until his return and actually triumph over the hosts of Pharaoh by God's leave. The fourth one is similarity with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, in that there are a difference of opinions on his being alive, and some say he is alive while others think that he is dead. So, and the fifth one is similarity with his great grandfather, the noble messenger, as he will rise up with this word and actually eliminate the enemies of God and his messenger. In this very beautiful hadith that actually Muhammad ibn Muslim narrates from Imam al-Baqir, you see that how beautifully, how meaningfully Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam answers this question. Similarly, regarding the occultation of the Prophet Saleh alayhi salam, Imam al-Sadiq also reported and saying that he was absent for some times, and when he returned, his face was totally changed, and the people were divided into three about him. One group affirmed him, another group denied him and rejected him, and a third group was in doubt and skepticism, because Prophet Saleh alayhi salatu wasalam's appearance changed completely, and that is why the people were of different views regarding Prophet Saleh alayhi salatu wasalam. It is something that may happen even to the 12th Imam when he reappears. Some of the people might accept, some of the people might reject, some of the people might be in a doubtful status. This is what will happen for the reappearance of Imam al-Asr arwahun rafida as well. That is why, since these sort of things happened to the previous prophets, salawatullahi alayhim ajma'in, that's why it's not something very strange. Because sometimes some people are not familiar with these kind of points, they might get shocked, but it's not that strange. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program The Key on RIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.